From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. President Obama is touring drought-stricken parts of California this evening. He's also announcing a $160 million aid package for farmers. The financial assistance includes $100 million in livestock disaster aid and another $60 million to bolster food banks. Farmers are welcoming the aid, but say much more needs to be done to address the state's ongoing water problems. President is also saying he'll ask Congress to fund a $1 billion program aimed at addressing issues of climate change. The plan, to be included in the budget he'll send to Congress next month, would pay for new technologies to help communities deal with the wider effects of climate change. Federal regulators issued guidance today to banks for working with legal marijuana businesses. As member station KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports, the change could give those businesses access to banking services for the first time.
Up to now, banks would be breaking the law by doing business with marijuana growers, processors, or sellers. And technically, they still are, but the new U.S. Treasury guidelines tell banks how to work with those businesses without getting in trouble. Congressman Denny Heck represents a district in western Washington state, one of the two states to legalize recreational marijuana. He's been a vocal advocate for reforming the banking regulations.
It's a giant step forward in the effort by Washington state to stand up a well-regulated marijuana market.
Without access to banks, marijuana businesses generally have to deal entirely in cash. Heck says that scenario invites problems like tax evasion and organized crime. Some 20 states have legalized marijuana in some form. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Spitzer in Seattle.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed in an alleged patient dumping case. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the case involved a patient at a Las Vegas psychiatric hospital who was given a one-way ticket to Sacramento, California.
James Flavy Coy Brown was a patient at Ross and Neal Psychiatric Hospital. Officials there discharged him with enough psychiatric medication and snacks to last through the multi-day bus ride. They told him to call 911 when he reached Sacramento. U.S. District Judge James Mahan called Brown's claim of civil rights violations nonsensical. He said Brown had not been compelled to board the bus and was not threatened with punishment if he refused. Nevada officials say they're pleased with the ruling. Brown's attorneys say they will file a new complaint. An investigation by the Sacramento Bee found that around 1,500 discharged Ross and Neal patients had stories similar to Brown's. The hospital has lost its accreditation. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Production at factories across the U.S. dropped in January, down 0.8%. The slowdown reversed 5 months of production increases. The Federal Reserve says snowstorms reduced the number of new cars manufactured by more than 5%. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 126 points today, ending at 16,154. The Nasdaq gained 3 points to close at 4,244, and the S&P rose 8 points, closing at 1,838. This is NPR News. The NFL says three members of the Miami Dolphins bullied offensive tackle Jonathan Martin. The findings are part of a report ordered after Martin left the team last October, alleging that he'd been the object of vicious taunts and insults. His agent says Martin feels vindicated by today's report. The report says Richie Incognito and two other players engaged in the bullying. The report goes on to say another player and an assistant trainer were also targets of abuse. A former Libyan military commander who participated in Libya's 2011 civil war appears to have tried and failed to prompt a coup. NPR's Leila Fadden reports the video he put online is being met with derision and laughter.
Khalifa Haftar said in a video that Libya's parliament and government were no longer in power, as reports leaked that Tripoli's government buildings had been taken by his men. But on the ground, there was no troop movement, and the nation's prime minister, Ali Zaidan, called the video laughable, as he dismissed Haftar's claims. The defense minister says the government had issued arrest warrants for Haftar and others for plans to overthrow the state. Haftar's announcement highlights the deep divisions and chaos in Libya, where the state is weak, has no centralized armed forces, and security is provided by a patchwork of militias, some allied with Zaidan's government and others allied with his opponents in Libya's parliament. Meanwhile, the economy is suffering and a security vacuum is widening. Leila Fadden, NPR News.
In Oregon, two math majors at Reed College apparently never calculated just how much damage a massive runaway snowball could do. It pushed in part of a bedroom wall at a dorm. The two reported the incident and have not been disciplined. A college official estimates the snowball weighed about 800 pounds. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.